think we're starting a little bit sooner than we've done in the past. This is the Dog People Show. Yes, I've been taking a month off. And what kind of energy do I have left? Oh, I don't know, but I'm ready to tell you about food again. And this is Kester, and I'm with Chris. And guess what time of the year it is, old kiddies? What is it? Oh, yeah, it's Christmas time on the Dog People Show. What's that, Chris?
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey.
La, ya, ya.
La, 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 la. La, la.
All right, Chris, that's enough of the vibe. All right, now here. Now, what I'm going to do, I've been thinking a lot. You know, some of my songs and my shows have been kind of the same way, and I've done like over 80 of them, and now I decided to kind of condense the stuff and get right to the food, because I know really it's all about the food. It's not about Kester's rock and roll past, but we're still going to play one of my songs anyways. So this one we're going to do today is smoked prime rib with a red wine steak sauce. Okay, and now when I say smoked prime rib, that means we're doing it on the grill. And one of the most popular items for Christmas, they serve as either turkey or it's going to be a prime rib or a ham. Now, you know, ham is so basic, I'm not even going to go down there. You need to grow a brain for that one. But this prime rib will be a slight technical thing to do, and I'm going to break it down. Now, I'm going to give you the ingredients, and then we're going to go through the method. Remember, this is a grilled item, okay? First thing you're going to need, and this is for a 6 to 8 pound prime rib with like 4 ribs, okay? Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to need a dry rub, okay? And it's going to be an 8-hour process minimum is a dry rub, okay? So what's in the dry rub? Here we go. 4 tablespoons of arbol chili powder, 2 tablespoons of ground coriander, 2 tablespoons of dry mustard, 2 tablespoons of Spanish paprika, 2 tablespoons of freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of kosher salt, 1 tablespoon of chili de arbol powder, 1 tablespoon of ground cumin, and 1 tablespoon of oregano, dry. Just basically, it's a dry rub. Mix it all together and then rub it all over your prime rib, okay, for the 8 hours. You can put it in a bag, let it sit, and now we're going to get to something next. But I need to get to a song because we're still rocking and rolling. Come on now, let's go. Cooking at a hummus, come on. No, no, oh yeah. People show, Kester and Chris doing it for Christmas. Yes, we have returned from our slumber, and here we go with the dry rub one more time. Lots of ingredients in this stuff, people. You're gonna have to grow a brand. You're gonna have to dictate this real quick. I'll try to post it on Facebook. You know the deal. I do that sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I am a busy man. All right, so here you go. Dry rub one more time. 4 tablespoons of ancho chili powder, 2 tablespoons of ground coriander, 2 tablespoons of dry mustard, 2 tablespoons of Spanish paprika, 2 tablespoons of freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of kosher salt, 1 tablespoon of chili de arbo powder, 1 tablespoon of ground cumin, and 1 tablespoon of oregano. Toss it all together. This is your dry rub. Rub it all over your prime rib for 8 hours. Refrigerate. Boom. Now, what are you going to do in the meantime? You're going to make your red wines red wine sauce, and here we go. These are the ingredients. Cooking at 100 miles an hour, and I'm hauling ass. Here we go. 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 8 cloves of chopped garlic, 2 shallots chopped, 1 plum tomato chopped, 1 1 1/4 cup of red wine, 1 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of golden raisins, 2 tablespoons of molasses, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of horseradish, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of Worcester sauce, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of allspice mix. Now, this is what's going on. And I'll repeat this one more time because obviously you have to grow a brain to go this fast. And I'm sorry, not everybody has that computing power like I do. Oh, yeah. So basically what you're going to do after you dry rub the prime rib, and it's been sitting in there for like 8 hours, now you need to get that grill started, okay? And basically what you do need to – you're going to have 2 parts of the grill going on. You're going to have the direct heat, and then you're going to have an indirect heat. So basically you have a cold side and a hot side. The one that aims – the one that has the flame going on, and the other part is the part where the flame's not going to be. That's called indirect, okay? So what you're going to do is basically have it your oven, I mean your grill, that's set at 250 degrees. This thing's going to take about 4 hours. So what you got to do is basically have your grill all cleaned out. You can get some hickory wood chips. You got to basically soak for a couple hours. And right when you're ready to grill and your coals are all set, throw the wood chips on there. Put the prime rib onto the grill on the direct grilling so you can get your marks and get it all crispy and whatever. And as soon as you kind of mark it up a little bit, then you need to put it onto the indirect side, the colder side. Put the lid on and keep those coals going, okay? Keep those going so you keep the temperature 250 degrees. We don't want to eat beef jerky. We want this thing to be just as bloody and tender as we do it when we roast it. But this is going for the smoke flavor. If you got a kick-ass grill, you can pull this shit off, all right? If you have a crappy grill, stick it in the oven and grow a brain, all right? Oh, yeah. So this is basically, it's a 3.5 to 4 hour process, and it's going to be, you know what? Okay, never mind. I just got distracted again. So basically, now on the red wine sauce, now that you have got the steak going on and it's cooking, now we need to get to the red wine sauce. Before I give you that, I have to hear a stupid-ass song from Chris so we can move right along. Lots of information here. Oh, yeah, Christmas time. Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, dog, pick a shot. Come on.
God, Chris moves so slow.
Ariel Pink.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a clash of the titans. Oh, our styles are so much different. That makes us so shitty. But, oh, well, I guess that's probably the novelty of it all, Chris. All right, one more time on the red wine steak sauce. These are the ingredients, and then I'll go through the method. The prime rib is already on the grill. It's already cooking. Remember, 250 degrees, going to be about 3.5, 4 hours. Oh, okay, here we go. Ingredients. 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 8 cloves of chopped garlic, 2 shallots chopped, 2 plum tomatoes chopped, 1 1/4 cup of red wine, 1 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of golden raisins, 2 tablespoons of molasses, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of horseradish, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of Worcester sauce, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of allspice. Basically, this is what you do. Throw the oil into a and have a nice little skillet and get your oil in there with your shallots and your garlic. Cook them first until you get them brown and nice and tender, and then add everything else and reduce it. Cook it for about 10 more minutes after you do that, and it's going to reduce a little bit. Let it cool, and then throw it in a blender, set it aside. That's it, okay? That's it. Now, it's not that hard. And So now that you have that sauce there and the prime rib is cooking and doing, after the first hour that the prime rib is on the grill, I want you to start basting it with that sauce. All right? I want you to constantly baste it with that sauce for the next 3 or 2.5 hours. You know what I mean? And that's it, okay? Your temperature has to be 165 degrees. Put a thermometer in the middle of the meat. When it hits that, it's that medium rare. Bam, we got it going on. Oh, this show is ready to roll because Hell Caller can't do it today. Oh, Christmas is a Christian holiday anyways. Maybe the devil just can't deal with the goodness. The dog people is gone. I'm out of here. Oh, come figure it out, Chris. Oh, yeah, dog people. Welcome back, Kester. You're back on live. Yeah. Dirty dog.